So I'd like to call Stanley Saganash, please. We have Stanley Saganash, Romeo Saganash, Jacob Saganash, and Alan Saganash, and then we'll stop. Jacob already. So sorry for that. Stanley, Romeo, and Alan. And we should close by around 6 o'clock and come back at 7 or so. Welcome. Bienvenue.
Wadja. Monsieur Rock, là, je connais où ton cabane.
Mr. Rock, I know where your cabin is. My cabin is not far. So we could have coffee together. Yes, no trouble. I'll be there.
Hunting, fishing, trapping coordinator for Cree First Nation of Wasanapi, and I'm also the link of Wasanapi band. In this area, where's that? Sit. My camp is situated right here. There, and my boat landing is over here on my uncle's trapline, Alan Gull. I'm the trapline user for W5C as well. And the brought back in here is our trapline, Don Saganash, is my uncle. And over here is Malcolm Saganash, he's my cousin. I'm also the trapline user on this land. And this whole area, it's like a paradise to me. This is where I killed my first big buck, brought back river. And my son also killed his first moose on this river. And you see these blocks here? That's the moose habitat in the winter, in the fall, even in the springtime. All these areas here, they stay beside the lake all the way up here. And I can show it to you, Monsieur Rock. I will have proof. I've been hunting here more than 25 years in this area, this whole area. It's very nice. And I wish to protect for my younger generations, my kids, my grandchildren. And I lived here a long time ago when I was a kid with my dad on Salamander Lake. I remember that. And there's a big history, big story to tell about my kids and my grandchildren. And I noticed, too, about the climate change, even the forestry impact on those trap lines. Like, for instance, down here, like this year, I didn't kill a moose this year because of the climate change. Even last fall, even this winter, there's not much snow. And due to climate change, when people do, like Cree Nation government, when they do a presentation, they don't show the impacts about climate change. They say one tree can breed for four people. Just imagine how many trees, more than a million trees. They don't mention that those kind of impacts when they do presentations, when they bring forestry. Even an elder said, you know, if you look at the moon, he watched the moon in the fall, full moon. The moon was like this. And he said, it's a big climate change. This winter won't be that cold. Even this past 2-3 years, even the crust was not so thick. Even trappers noticed that on the climate change. So people don't. I mean, the companies or Cree Nation government, they don't show those impacts. Consider, we have to, our trappers, they need to hear that. They only hear the good side of it. And trappers don't get well informed during these kind of presentations. So it's basically just a comment.
Thank you.
Thank you.